Only 4 states have laws that mandate paid family and medical leave for workers. Democratic candidate for Governor Sumenter wants Vermont to join that small club. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, a number of lawmakers and advocates are already working to advance the legislation.
Earlier this week, at a gubernatorial debate in Randolph, a voter from Montpelier rose from the audience to ask a question. Michael Whalen said welcoming a new baby is an important time for families across the state.
What are you planning to do to expand parental leave for all Vermonters?
Democrat Sue Minter thanked Whalen for highlighting the issue and said the existing system is untenable for many new parents.
No one should have to choose between their job and their family, particularly their child.
If elected governor, Minter said she plans to pursue legislation that would require paid family and medical leave for workers, a law that only California, Rhode Island, New Jersey, and New York have on the books.
So there's quite a bit of work we need to do to get there, but I'm determined to take us on that path.
The concept isn't a new one here, and lawmakers like Burlington Representative Jill Krawinski have perennially introduced paid family and medical leave bills in Montpelier. Krawinski says economic security is at the top of the list of concerns among constituents she speaks with.
One of the solutions that keeps on coming back is there a way that we can create a paid family leave policy in the state that is universal, that creates a level playing field, and supports our small businesses?
Lawmakers will soon have a much better idea of what that policy might look like. The Vermont Commission on Women won a $173,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Labor to conduct an analysis of cost and possible financing structures for a paid family and medical leave program. Carrie Brown is the executive director of the Commission on Women. Brown says the commission is looking for ways to address gender inequities in the workplace, including the pay gap between men and women.
And one of the ways to help support women doing that is paid family leave.
Not everyone is on board. Republican candidate for governor Phil Scott said at the debate in Randolph that he too wants to alleviate the financial plight for new parents. He says a new mandate is not the way to go.
I don't believe that our infrastructure or economy can endure that at this point in time.
But advocates say the state can configure its paid family and medical leave law in a way that insulates businesses from any economic impact. Lindsay DeLaurier is the state director of the Main Street Alliance, a group of Vermont businesses that advocates for politically progressive policies. Unlike the paid sick leave law that passed earlier this year, which requires businesses to absorb the financial hit, DeLaurier says Main Street Alliance favors a policy that would require workers to pay the tab for paid family and medical leave.
What we're looking at now in Vermont is establishing a statewide paid family and medical leave insurance program.
All workers would pay into a pool through some kind of withholding tax. If a worker has a baby or gets sick or needs to care for an ailing loved one, they could take a yet-to-be-determined number of weeks off with either full pay or partial compensation. Krawinski says the results of the Commission on Women's study will help lawmakers work out the details. She says she views the legislation as an economic development tool.
Which we've been talking a lot about lately when we're trying to figure out what we can do to recruit young professionals to come to Vermont.
Some business officials remain concerned. William Driscoll, the vice president of Associated Industries of Vermont, says any new tax, whether it's on workers or employers, is going to increase labor costs. And even if it's assessed only on workers, Driscoll says there will be pressure on employers to make up the difference in what employees are losing. Driscoll also says he worries lawmakers will end up shifting a portion of the burden to employers, and Minter has called for employers to pay into the paid leave financial pool. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.